Long-time listener, first-time caller down from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just wanted to call in and say, fuck you, Dan.
Blick-a-blow.
Hey.
I haven't done that in a while.
I mean, it's been like 10 days.
I haven't done that in a while.
You don't do that like in your day-to-day?
No. I do the excuse-moi thing in my day-to-day, though.
Excuse-moi.
It's my favorite thing.
I do that in my day-to-day for some reason. But I don't do the blick-a-blow.
I feel like that could, like, you make, you know, you do a fancy shot at the billiard table and you just go blick-a-blow.
No, I do a lot of other shit, but blick-a-blow ain't it.
Your loss, my friend. Well, we should probably talk about football. Specifically our fantasy league that we're in. That I don't particularly care about this week.
I mean, when you're two games up on everybody, nothing else fucking matters.
I fucking hate you. I don't even want to do this anymore. Pulling the plug on this whole operation.
And it really, if you think about it, I'm three games up on everybody but Dan, which is like four games up on everybody.
Oh, three games up on everybody else, I see what you're saying.
So like, I decided to take the week off. I don't know if you see my roster. I'm not playing anybody.
I'm not playing into this with you. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to sit there. Nope.
Right now, I'm sitting at a bye week.
I did realize how much someone else's projected point total plays into me setting my lineup. because I was like trying to set my lineup this morning, just futzing with it, and I was like, oh, I need to see the point total on the other side.
Mind games, baby. I've already got my lineup set. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's TJ Watt.
So far it's going well. So we're recording a little bit late. So we're recording during the Thursday night game. So if there's random breaks or pauses or noises, that's why. Although I could not possibly care less about this game unless my linebacker who's in it gets a pick six. Anyway, we should talk about week 8.
We should.
I lost to Eric, and I believe it is the agreement and standing of this podcast that losses to Eric don't count when you play Eric. So we're going to wipe those out.
I always looked at it as like charity.
Yeah.
Like, we're giving back to the community.
Sure. I mean, it did pull him pretty far up the standings.
Yeah.
That win. So congratulations to Eric on being the highest scoring team of the week.
Good Lord. What kind of week was it?
I don't.
Eric's at the top of the pile. What kind of week did we have, man?
Bad. My wide receivers just took a collective shit in each other's mouths. And it was bad.
You're going to have to explain this stuff to me because I can't look at it on my phone because it's
dead. Tony Pollard and my running backs, everybody sucked for me except for like two people. Eric's team, just generally speaking, went off up to and including Brock Purdy.
Oh, you're the one that got the 220 put on him.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, you didn't have a bad week.
No.
You
just got I had like a fine week. And if any one of my wide receivers, if I had, you know, done the smart thing that we all predicted and played Gus Edwards and his 30 points, I might have been fine.
Did you not?
No.
Who'd you put in instead of Gus Edwards?
Everybody else. let's see. I think the highlight of week 8 for me, at least, having lost, is the ass whooping that Carlos put on Jason. Sorry, Jason, but holy shit.
Yeah, he beat him by like, what, 70, 60?
Something like that, yeah. Like, I don't. First of all, Carlos scored over 200 points.
Could he not?
I mean, I don't know how he did.
I mean, I've seen his team. That's not normal.
No, that is not normal.
We should check his team for performance-enhancing drugs.
I agree. I absolutely agree with that.
Oh, wait, never mind. No, you don't. You don't need to do that. We both know why this happened, and this is your fault. This is 100% on you, and I mean that in every way, shape, or form, because CeeDee Lamb beat the damn Rams like a drum.
No, I hear you, and could have actually really used those 41 points. But here's the thing. Carlos still beats Jason by like 30 points without CeeDee Lamb. I'm just saying. I'm
trying to figure out where else did it go wrong.
Dak got 30 points.
Oh, he had the Dak CeeDee combo. Oh,
he had the Dak stack. Yeah. So he got 71 points from the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, man, all I'm telling Jason is he could have had an extra 10 points if he had just given me Kenneth Walker.
like I asked for in the first place.
Listen, we've all asked for things from Jason, up to and including Kenneth Walker. It's not happening. It's not happening, and that's why he finds himself in the predicament in which he finds himself.
Last place?
A little bit.
Dumpster?
Pretty solidly last place. I hate to say it. We'll talk more about it in a minute.
It's
going
to be great when he has to come back to do the combine drills. And we're just going to invite the entire graduating class of Northwestern to come watch him. I might email the head football coach and the athletic director.
This is the thing. It's going to be really interesting for everybody other than our fantasy football league.
Well, no.
None of whom know Jason except for you being Chris. Wait.
What do you think the odds are that I could get Northwestern to do a combine day and have Jason participate as a random, just normal guy to compare them to?
Between Jennifer and Jason and you and everyone that Jason knows and everyone that Jennifer knows, I think we can get it done. We could at least use their facility.
Okay, we're going to have to start working on this now. But Jason, when you do lose, that's what I'm going to be working
towards. It might require a donation to Northwestern that I'm not financially
capable
of.
Jason, we're also
going to
need a donation from you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to be small, like 20, 30.
Somebody in the leagues, call somebody else's dad and then talk to them about things.
Honestly, I'm not sure we can get this done.
I think we
explain the situation and how bad one of their alum fucked up their fantasy football season.
Yeah, you start there, and then I'll try the other thing.
The money side?
Yeah. Yeah. What else happened? Chris lost to the former champ, Matt.
Ew.
But, like, just barely.
Ew. Everything about that sentence was ew.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't looking good for Matt there for, like, a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like Chris's team just fell just short, like, at the end.
The highest scoring losing team other than me. Mm. Mm. 3 points behind you.
Mm. I won.
I know you won because you played Dan, who lost.
As we were joking about it in the chat, I was actually terrified. Looking at the Monday night game where it was Sunday night, Chargers playing.
Mm-hmm.
Banking on the Chargers to win me, I was like, no way. No way.
I tried to tell you they'd be fine. You wouldn't believe me. And I was like, sir, I've been a Bears fan my entire life. I know how this goes.
That was the thing. It was both our franchises are known historically as being shit for this one thing.
Mm-hmm. And now you got them on Monday this week.
Yay. I don't even know who the fuck we play.
Joe beat Caesar.
I mean, that's enough said.
Fair. That is enough said. That happened. Anyway, that was week 8. So what we're going to talk about is a standings update and then a power rankings update. And I'm going to tell you what, having previewed it, the standings and the rankings are a little different.
Do you want to know what the Monday game is? Just since we were joking about it for a second.
Sure.
It's LA, New York.
Giants or Jets?
Jets. Ugh. Does it matter? Oh. If I had said Giants, were you going to be like, oh, man, that's a game right there?
It's more of a game than
Is
the
it?
Giants.
The Jets are the better team.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I hate everything about this situation. Let's talk about the standings, shall we?
While sure.
I think about my fandom.
From the bottom up. Jason's in 10th.
Starting at the bottom, now we're here.
About standard there. He's 1-7. Who's that one against? It's not me, is it?
Is it?
I don't know. It might be.
Hold on.
No, I beat him.
Hold on. We're finding this shit out now. He has one win against... Actually, I remember this because it was miraculous. I think it was Carlos. I want to say it was Carlos. Because it's not Dan. It's not me. It's Eric.
God damn it. To whom we both lost. Charity. To whom we
charity.
Both donated a win.
Charity.
Right. We are so considerate. We are wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doubling down
and donating one to Jason at the end of the season, just to like, hey,
yeah,
here you go.
Yeah, toss him one. Sure. Sure. So Jason's in last. He's 1-7. Caesar drops down to 9th.
Ooh. What's his record?
He's 3-5.
So this last week was hilarious to me. Because I remember looking at this on Tuesday. The top team won. Me. The bottom team, Jason, won. And then 2 through 5 lost, while 6 through 9 won.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 6 teams at 4-4.
And that's the second time that's happened this season.
The parity in our league.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Caesar down 4 spots to the 9th. Yeah. Yeah. He just
dropped the ball like a lot.
8 is the other Medina.
I like how the Medina brothers are pulling us a
words.
I lost that word halfway through the first syllable.
Well, I don't even know what you were trying to say.
Neither does my brain anymore. They're doing each other a solid. It's sticking together.
Got
solidarity.
It.
Solidarity. That's what I was going for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got there. It just took me. I had to go around the block and come back.
The word stays where it is. Your brain keeps going. yeah. So it's 8 and 9 are the Medinas.
Do they both have the same record? Are they 3-4?
No, Carlos is 4-4. 8 is where the 4-4 teams start. And go all the way up to 3. So this is now a points league. Starting now. Number 7 is Matt. He is up a spot.
At 4-4.
Correct. Number 6 is Joe. Up a spot. Also 4-4.
4-4.
Number 5 is Chris.
I'm going to take a guess.
Down a spot.
At 4-4.
Correct. Number 4 is Eric. Up 2 spots.
At 4-4?
At 4-4.
Damn. I want this to continue all the way to the fucking last week where there are 6 teams vying for 4 spots.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll be great.
Number 3 is me.
You.
And I have not moved. Number 2 is Dan. He has not moved. And is 5-3.
Wait, where are you?
I'm 4-4. I'm the best 4-4 team.
That's funny.
By about 37 points.
Fair.
Yeah. And then it's Dan, who's 5-3, but has 88 points fewer than me.
Dan, you should probably feel bad. I mean, I know you already feel bad for losing this week, but, like, you should feel worse for that.
Mm-hmm. 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 He does have the most points against other than Jason.
And it is second.
And is in second.
Does he have... He has less points for than against, does he not?
He has way, way fewer points for than points so against. Like, he's got about... 80.
That just means in the 2 games he lost.
Actually, it's not that big of a difference. He's 1408 for and 1494 against.
Yeah, but that means he lost because he lost to me by like 15. That means he got his ass absolutely fucking hammered in one game. Had to.
Wasn't against me. I play him next week.
But no. Think about it. For you to be that, like, have 50 points against you more than you made this season and still only have 2 losses. You got fucking hammered. Wait, he has 3 losses down, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. There it is. Well, still, 3 losses.
Yeah, he's 5-3, and you're 7-1 in first place.
Because I'm awesome.
You are also the highest scoring team, which is good. Like, if you were 7-1 and also, like, had the 3rd fewest points, yeah. I'd be mad at you.
Yeah, that would be luck. This is not luck.
No. Yes, it is. It's just luck from the beginning of the season, not from the middle of the season. So those are the standings. Now, my favorite part.
I'm here for it.
It's power rankings time. And we've got some updated rankings for your faces. Starting with the 10 spot. And these are, by the way, rest of season power rankings.
Oh, yeah. We've reached the halfway point.
We've blown mm-hmm. right past that.
Mm-hmm.
We're now looking down the barrel at rest playoff.
Yep. Number 10.
Wait. We're looking down the barrel at the end of the trade or the trade deadline.
Believe our trade deadline is week 12, but I would have to double check that.
We're looking at the trade deadline and then the playoffs.
Week 14. 15.
We are very steadily approaching the end.
Mm-hmm.
The end times are nigh.
Almost nigh.
Well, for four
teams. They're nigh in two-ish weeks.
The end times are nigh for four teams. Two teams in particular.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair. Number 10, power rankings, rest of season. Number 10, Matt.
Wait, at 10?
Matt's at 10, yeah.
10 being the worst.
The worst team in the league
Matt's
for the rest of the
season.
Matt's
team is the worst for the rest of the season.
According to the power rankings, this is true. Not even tied for worst, the worst.
The worst team in our fantasy football league of 10 is Matt.
First to worst.
I mean, usually you want to go the other direction, but like, I'm here for this one.
Number 9. I feel like we should talk about this because this one is something.
Speaking of the Gen Zers of the group.
Nope.
Is it not?
Nope.
It's not Jason.
Nope. It's not Jason. Who's also not a Gen Zer, by the way.
He's more Gen Z than the rest of us.
No. Well, sure. Yeah.
I mean,
technically Carlos is the most Gen Z of all of us.
Yeah, but I still associate Jason with Gen Z for whatever reason.
Is it the sneakers?
A little bit.
It's the sneakers.
Yeah. There's some other things, but definitely the sneakers don't help.
Okay. Is it the EDM music festivals?
That helps a lot.
Yeah. No, number 10 is Matt. Number 9 is Dan.
Second place Dan.
The second place team.
Dan in second place. Is ninth.
Rest of season rankings, he's ninth. Which means, I think, the power rankings are saying that Dan is projected to potentially come close to, if not, lose out.
That would be impressive. That would be absolutely impressive. Hey, Dan, you now have a goal.
Never win again. Thanks, bud. Okay. You can start when you play me. Okay, bye. Number 8 is Caesar. Seems about correct. Yeah, that's about right. Number 7 is Carlos.
Solidarity, man.
Solidarity continues. Number 6 is Eric.
Just sneaking into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I like it. That would be the second year in a row. Thankfully, this time not because of me.
Sure. Number 5, Chris.
By sure happenstance.
I think just by the fact that he has inexplicably won so many games to this point.
Not inexplicably. Singularly because he drafted McCaffrey. That's it.
Fair.
McCaffrey by himself dragged that team to fifth.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts hasn't exactly,
Hurt.
Number 4. Here's where it gets a little weird.
Okay.
Jason.
It would be the most Jason thing in the league for him to show up late and still be perfectly fine.
Yeah. So basically, Jason's going to win out.
Yep.
Dan's going to lose out.
Yep. And that leaves three teams for us to just be scratching our head going, how the fucking shit balls did this work?
Yeah. Joe's in third. I'm in two. You're in one.
Yeah, all of these things don't surprise it because I guarantee you, the three of us, you, me, and Joe from whatever fish concert he's at this week, we're all going to be like,
Dave Matthews.
Fuck, same difference.
He probably does love fish.
I bet he does. And Grateful Dead.
Sure.
See Grateful Dead.
Yeah, those are the power rankings. The takeaway here is Jason in 4, Dan in 9, Matt in 10.
And me and you in 1st and 2nd in that order.
Which is great for me based on your history and my history.
Yeah, it's only when I'm in 2nd that you have to worry.
Yeah, because then you're like motivated to play spoiler. When you're in first place, you just get lazy.
No. It's the exact opposite. I overthink it. Think about how I lost to you that one year. I overthought for a week and a half.
I did get in your head a little.
And then immediately fucked that up. And then spent the entire game going, I should have fucking played the other guy. God damn it. Why did I play him? Why did I play him? Why did I fucking jet? So this week, what's going to happen? I'm going to go ahead and skip to the future. If, for whatever reason, it's me versus you in the final, I'm going to be absolutely fucking hammered stoned all week.
You're going to come over to my house the week before. At the end of the day, when it's clear that you've made the championship, you're going to grab your phone and my hammer and just smash your phone to bits and then go like, great, my lineup is set. I'm not touching it.
I'm going to go to the cannabis store shop down the street. I'm going to buy enough to tranquilize a fucking rhino. And all day after I get off work, that's all I will do until I go to sleep. And then I will tell my boss, I'm sorry, but I cannot use my computer.
Yes, what's our kicker?
Oh, man. So for, you know, I'm not even going to explain how I got to this, but the kicker is if your fantasy team was a fictional character in a movie. Wait, we did that last week.
Sports movie.
There it is. Which sports character are you? Which fictional sports character are you?
We should probably stop doing movie stuff.
We should maybe do
something like involving the league instead of just be like, hey, you got a team in the league. What unicorn are you and why? Care Bear? Oh, we should do Care Bears next week.
I was going to say which player on your team encapsulates your season.
Sure.
Because I think that would fit.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
New idea. No, we're doing it. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
No. Focus. Focus.
What?
Focus. Next week. Save it. Save it. We're overachieving for next week. We've done the homework for next week. It's great. We looked ahead at the syllabus and we just did the work.
I don't know that we've ever been this far ahead for a week.
No, and probably change our minds. But still. What's the kicker?
Oh, the kicker is... Oh, God. I did the same thing
last
week.
We just said it.
I know. I did the same thing last week where I had it all out in my head and then I had to say it. And I was like, I forgot all the words. It's if your team was a fictional football character, who would they be?
Right.
Now, this includes players, coaches, and GMs. And I say that specifically because that's what we're including.
In the movies?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I like it. Let's talk about it. Where do you want to start?
I always like starting at the bottom because me and you were at the top and it's fun to work our way to us.
That's true. Bottom of our standings or bottom of the power rankings?
Bottom of the power rankings.
Bottom of the power rankings. That would mean we start with Matt.
Matty Matt. Oh, now this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect. Because Matt is 10th in the power rankings, which would make him like a half a star difficulty. And you know who was a half a star? Chris Rock as Caretaker in The Longest Yard.
That's a good movie.
He was about as scary as a box of kittens, which is what I think of Matt.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. I just saw him on Sunday.
Wait, is that why we're doing this right now? Because you watched The Longest Yard this weekend?
No, I saw Matt on Sunday.
Oh, you saw Matt on Sunday. Yeah.
Scary as a box of kittens. Cute kid, though.
Yeah, cute kid. Good job, Matt. Probably mostly Megan.
I was about to say, I'm going to give credit where credit's due with Megan.
Yeah. Next in the power rankings, then, would be Dan.
Ooh. I don't know what I'm going to think of Dan.
No, I got it. I got it. I got it for Dan.
What you got?
Okay, so Dan, go with me here. You've seen Little Giants.
I have.
We've all seen Little Giants. If you are in this league and you have not seen Little Giants, you better watch it by the time I next see you.
There are literally three names that came to my head right now that have not seen Little Giants. I almost said Iron Giant, and I guarantee I'm right on that too.
Sure. But Little Giant specifically. Dan is Becky Icebox O'Shea.
Dan's Icebox.
Dan is Icebox.
Daniel.
Daniel is Icebox.
Daniel Karabatsos is...
Correct. Daniel Anthony John Karabatsos.
I'm going to need you to show your work on that one, bud.
All right. So, Dan, currently second place.
Yep.
In our power rankings, Dan, ninth place.
Yep.
So, Icebox. Pretty solid football player. Best football player on the Little Giants.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know that scene where they all have their game face, but it requires the Alka-Seltzer for the fake
gruel. So they can fizz up and
Her game face, not convincing. Not convincing. Just like Dan's game face, not convincing. I don't care if you have the fake drool and it looks like you have rabies, not convincing. And here's another thing.
Are you telling me that Shauna Waldron was not convincing as a scary football player?
That is what I am telling you. Also, way to know the actress's name.
I had to look it up, but there's a reason I had to look that up. And for the most of y'all, y'all should probably look that shit up too. Just throwing that out there. When you got 10 seconds. Whew. Which brings us to 8.
8 is Caesar.
That woman's 41? Good lord. Damn, son, we're old.
She's older, though.
Yeah. Which is a terrifying notion, because good lord. All right, who's 8? Because she's definitely 9. I mean, Dan's definitely 9.
Caesar.
So I'm only going to talk about this because I was reading something about Tyler Heinicke, the new starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, comparing him to Alex Moran. Caesar is our version of Alex Moran.
Alex Moran from Blue Mountain State.
You are absolutely correct.
Enjoy your work.
Would you agree that Caesar sometimes doesn't take this as seriously as the rest of us? And that he is here for a good time.
Get out of town.
He is here to have fun, party, and...
I hesitate to assume that he would call this a good time.
But he doesn't want to put in the work.
Certainly. That's why he had a co-manager last season.
Until the punishment became a thing and he realized he couldn't just coast all the way through and lose every game. He did need to put in just the bare minimum to get out of that.
So he didn't lose.
So he didn't lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like our boy Alex Moran. Which is hilarious. Because that's Caesar.
I like it. I like it.
Also, for the two of you that know who Alex Moran is, yes, that's you and me. I missed that show.
It's a great show.
It was a great show.
Okay, so next on the power rankings is Carlos. Carlos is Forrest Gump.
Why?
Is it not obvious?
Is it because he runs?
It's because he runs. It's because he can't stop running. And the entire school has to go, stop running! And that's how we are with Carlos, because he tried to get one of my running backs in a trade earlier, and I won't say any more. But the point is,
he wanted another running back. I'm just saying, that would have put him at like 17?
I mean, he would have given me a running back in the trade, I think, if I recall correctly.
Doesn't matter. That would have been his 17th different running back that he's had ownership of this year.
Right. So, we as a league are going to have to tell Carlos that he needs to stop running.
No. He needs to put a clamp on his fetish of running backs. Could you please? Everybody doesn't need to know the amount that we know about you and running backs, man.
Like, you just made him a weird Forrest Gump now.
Now I'm cake shaming him for liking running backs.
I'm just uncomfortable.
I don't want to cake shame, but bro, tone it down a little bit.
Anyway, Carlos is Forrest Gump.
Who's next on the list?
Next is going to be Eric.
Oh, Eric. Oh, I don't really have a good one for Eric.
We don't have a good one for Eric?
Not really. I mean, I got my default answer. He's Orlando Jones. From Replacements. But only because Orlando Jones was in Evolution as a doctor.
So we're back to scientist.
Transitive property, baby.
I don't know.
Also, he's the most likable person in that fucking movie.
Evolution or Replacements?
Yes.
Keanu Reeves, Shane Falco. He lives on a boat.
Orlando Jones is the one that brings that team together. And if you need more evidence other than the prison scene, come on.
I would have called that the dance sequence, but you called it the prison scene and made it sound real. They were in prison. I understand. It was jail.
Well, they were in jail. They were in county. They were in county. Let's be honest. At first, he was afraid. He was petrified.
He's by Eric?
Yeah.
What is it with you and him this season?
What?
It's like you can't live without him by your side. And then you spend so many nights in the playoffs thinking how he did you wrong.
No, that's he was in the playoffs and he did me wrong.
I'm forecasting.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
that's
you
right.
did not grow strong.
We did not. But we will survive.
You skipped a line. God damn it. This bit is ruined.
How many takes did that take for us to give up on?
One take. This is a one-take show, Clyde. Don't act like we do multiple takes here. After Eric is Chris.
Chris, our good buddy Chris, is Vince Papale.
From Invincible?
Yeah.
First of all, not a fictional character.
I'm still sticking by.
Real dude. Real story, mostly, I think.
And just like Chris's season, completely unbelievable.
Yeah,
even
fair.
On paper, this that's makes fair. No sense. He doesn't show up. He's barely there. He doesn't set his lineup. He's left players on the bench. And still, he is in what place?
Fifth?
He is in the playoffs. Explain. Explain it, Mike.
He does seem pretty invincible. I might give this one to you. Despite the fact that it's not a fictional character, I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I know I'm right.
If we say specifically the Mark Wahlberg version and not the actual dude himself, then yeah. Okay.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I don't know how he's going to feel being compared to Marky Mark, but he's not going to listen to this anyway, so yeah. I'm okay with it.
Doesn't matter. Next in the power rankings.
I will go home and ask him, if I compared you to Mark Wahlberg in a hypothetical situation, what's your thoughts, babe?
Next in the power rankings is Jason. And this one's pretty easy for me.
Okay, hit me.
He's Rudy.
Okay. Let me see if I can go with your thought process here. The team didn't want him. No, that's not true. We all wanted him in. He wasn't good enough for the team.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, okay. What's your thought process?
He's not very good, but we're all rooting for him anyway. And maybe he'll turn out to be decent. Probably not. But I bet he could give a really rousing speech if he needed to, as long as someone else gave it first.
I was about to say, he didn't write the fucking speech. Or just repeated what the coach did 10 years ago.
Are you disagreeing with my Rudy take?
I'm not, actually. Okay. Right. I bet he did sit at home watching us in the league and dream about being in the league with us. I bet that was a thing. I bet he listened to us talk about it. I want to be there, guys.
He had to listen to our podcast many times.
Oh, yeah. He definitely sat there and listened to that. I was like, I could do that. I could be there. I could be one of them. Should we get him a Letterman jacket from the league for his...
Do we have to, like, lay our badges? I don't know. What do we have? We should have ID badges or something. We should all get uniforms.
Like, all the champions should, like, lay down a badge.
I've been talking about jackets for years, man. Members only jackets. would make this league so much better. Just saying.
I mean, at that
point,
yeah, we
have to. If anybody has a jacket hookup, let me know.
At that point, the next person that gets into the league, that's what we do. We all have to vote and then put our jacket on the table to get him in.
I'm completely in for that. But only the champions have jackets, so... pretty much everyone but Carlos wouldn't have a jacket.
It's me, that's you, that's Cesar, that's Matt, that's Joe.
Dan.
And then whoever wins this year, because it's not you, me, Matt, Dan, or
it's
Joe.
It's going to be Chris, and we're all going to be angry.
Number three.
Who is?
Joe.
Joe. Oh, Joe, I think... hold on. Let me think about it. Damn, I'm going to go back to the well. Longest yard. He's Cheeseburger Eddie.
That dude did not stop running his mouth the entire movie.
And gave away cheeseburgers. The entire... like, gave away shit. And it asked for a fucking mountain in return.
I do feel like Joe is... most likely in this league, the most likely to both give me a cheeseburger, make me pay too much for that cheeseburger, and also pop his pecs at me.
Yeah, he'd do that.
Yeah,
he'd do that. He would, and he'd break dance in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
After he knows something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He would give you a cheeseburger after break dancing on said cheeseburger.
Right. And I paid $20 for that McDonald's cheeseburger. Yeah, that's yep. Mm-hmm.
That's Joe.
Yep, that's Joe. Yeah, yeah. That fits. Next up then is me, and I can't do myself.
Oh, because yours is the reason I came up with this, because yours was the easiest one to even conceptualize. You're Sonny Weaver Jr. from Draft Day, because you're literally Sonny Weaver Jr. from Draft Day. That's just you encapsulated as an NFL GM in a movie. Like, they wrote the script after meeting you and dealing with you in fantasy football after one season. I'm not sure that movie wasn't written by me.
That's my favorite documentary.
I'm pretty sure every time you do a trade offer where you know they have no choice but to accept, you scream out, like, give it back to me, you pancake-eating eating motherfucker.
I have on many occasions this season alone looked at the trades I've made and been like, I want them back. Like, I was looking at CD Lamb over the weekend going like, give me back.
No,
give me
back. No. See, because you would do that shit.
I thought about it.
You would immediately trade for a player, mm-hmm. give up a bunch of draft picks and a bunch of players, and immediately turn around and go, wait 1 week for him to blow up. Or the guy in front of him to die, so that's the new main guy, mm-hmm. and go, yeah, give me everything I gave you. And?
I have considered no fewer than 3 times trading Jordan Addison back to Chris. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah. So again, you are Sonny Weaver Jr. from the Cleveland Browns in the movie Draft Day.
Which fits, because you are a pancake-eating motherfucker. And I hate you.
For being that dead on accurate? Thank you.
I want my picks back, and I want David goddamn Putnam because I feel like it.
You pancake-eating motherfucker.
Oh. All right, that leaves you.
Me.
And I have to go back to the well,
but not for longest yard. My well is Little Giants, because it may be my favorite movie from childhood.
You know what? We should do a movie marathon on football movies and just watch that and Replacements and call it a day.
That's not a marathon. That's just watching 2 movies.
Well, it started with a marathon, and then I realized how many movies I actually want to watch from this list, and that's pretty much it. Man, you can throw it
on, sure. I would watch Any Given Sunday. I mean, it's not. We haven't talked about that movie yet, yeah. But like, I would watch Any Given Sunday. I would watch Friday Night Lights. I would watch... those 4 movies. I'd watch Jerry Maguire.
We're at 7 now.
How do we go from 5 to 7?
I remember we had talked about one earlier, but I didn't put it
on. Oh, longest yard. We were doing longest yard too. Yeah. Anyway, you are
me.
Kevin O'Shea.
Kevin O'Shea, the
played
coach.
By Ed O'Neill. Yeah, the coach. Yeah, yeah. Of the Dallas Cowboys, not the Giants. Of the Cowboys. Raiders. You're like the douchey brother. Yeah, you're not Rick. Yeah.
I'm the dick that just wants to win.
Right.
Who also loses.
Yeah, you attempt to win at all costs. You sacrifice children and your marriage in order to win a championship, and then you still fucking lose to Becky O'Shea.
Now, I lose to what essentially is his brother.
No,
is his brother.
Yeah.
Who put a team together from scrap parts.
Yeah, made up of the Bubble Boy. Devin Sawa.
Are you looking at me in the face?
Uh-huh.
And telling me that I, having built a team that should win.
Sure.
Am going to lose to a team built off spare parts.
Right.
And players that nobody wanted.
Sure.
Run by a team or by a coach who's essentially my brother in glasses whom I hate.
Interesting.
I hate you so fucking much. I hate you so much.
I mean, it fits.
I hate you so very
much. You hate me because I'm correct.
I hate you so very much. The only thing missing on this is you being shorter.
Oh, I'm pretty short. I'm just not shorter than you.
Oh, I hate how accurate ours are.
I'm really happy with Dan's. I got to be honest with you. No one has ever encapsulated the icebox more than Dan.
I could see
him. I may start calling him Icebox. Also, I am really upset that we didn't make anybody the kid who was like wrapped in the foam from Little Giants. Well, we should have just made people Little Giants characters. Somebody could have been the kid with the peanut butter sandwich in his helmet. And then your character, who I made you, is like, are those Cheetos? Crunchy or puffed? Puffed, get out of here. Which is exactly what you would do to a child who ate puffy Cheetos.
What the fuck is wrong with that kid? Oh, God. Which begs the question, who's going to be... I mean, the Bubble Boy is definitely Carlos. That's not even up for debate. His team is wrapped in bubble wrap right now. Like, I'm pretty sure the only time they're taken out of the bubble wrap is when they go into play. But, like, essentially, if your name is...
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, we should have kept you in the bubble wrap, man.
Oh, man. I want to say, like, the kid that can't catch, so they have to put the stick on his hands, is Chris.
Hot hands Hanen.
Well, if I have to glue your eyeballs to your screen to look at the goddamn lineup, we'll do it.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Jason, for whatever reason, I want Jason to be the guy that comes up with all the plays, specifically the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Sure, yeah.
Like, he spent way too much time looking into this shit.
Well, why do you think he's going to go from last to fourth?
Because spent so much time doing research.
He calls up John Madden, and he's just like, what's up, man? I know you're dead, but, like, I could use some advice. So should we talk week 9 and then close this thing out?
We should probably mention something about week 9.
Since we're in the middle of it right now as we're recording this.
Watching week 9 as we see it.
All right. So Chris plays Jason.
Newbie battle. Got it.
Newbie battle. And this is especially important because remember how I said that Jason has to win out?
Yes.
He's currently projected 160 to 120, so he's over Chris by 40 points. Chris is without Christian McCaffrey this week.
Oh God, yeah, he's not winning this week.
Of course he's not, because Sunday Christian McCaffrey will still be in his lineup.
Christian McCaffrey is currently in his lineup.
Yeah,
I will remind him today and tomorrow since he's not working.
Oh, good.
One of these days you're gonna go to call him out and you'll look be like, you haven't set. You set your lineup.
Yeah, that was last weekend.
The hell?
That was literally last weekend. I saw him in front of me and I went, set your goddamn lineup. He was like, I did. It's like, oh, all right, cool. So yeah, he can do it. He just forgets. Also happening is Eric is playing Cesar.
Woo! Red Bull.
That's projected to be a close one.
Is it going to be a Clyde?
Not projected to be, but could wind up being.
I'm upset that me and Joe's matchup didn't become a Clyde. But I won, so I'm even more upset. I'm more happy about that.
Well, if you want a Clyde,
okay.
Another place to look for it would be in Carlos versus Joe, which I know is a weird thing to say.
look for a Clyde in Carlos and Joe.
But
I have to imagine there's going to be a little bit of shit talking in that matchup.
But Carlos was forced into starting Najee Harris tonight, who has 14.3 points as we're speaking.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So it's possible.
I can see about 20 points at the end of the game.
Yeah. They are currently projected 2 points apart. Just saying.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of shit talking in that matchup.
I hope so.
A lot of gifts.
Speaking of.
A lot of gifts.
And lastly.
Did we go through everybody?
We did. Well, except for one.
Who's Dan playing?
Did I skip Dan? Oh, I skipped Dan.
You skipped Dan. You didn't know why you skipped Dan?
Because he's playing Matt.
Because it's boring.
It's fucking boring.
And it's got Dan in it. It's double boring.
I know. It's the 10th and 9th place power ranking, it's boys.
The boring
boys. It's the bottom boys.
The bottom boring boys.
The bottom boring boys.
The boring bottom boys.
The boring bottom boys or the bottom boring boy. Either way, I like
triple B.
The triple B's.
Yeah.
Nothing to see there. Yeah. And then lastly, and most excitingly.
Oh, absolutely.
The two highest scoring teams in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Facing off.
Yes, sir.
At a current projection of 164-6.
Yeah. Let's go.
Both of us currently tied at 6.5, by the way. So if you want a Clyde, it might be here. I mean, it's definitely here, but then there might be another one. Me versus you, the podcast battle.
Oh, man. With, like, I'd say a third of our teams on bye.
Yeah, most of my bench is bye players.
All of my bench is going to be bye players when I get the whole thing in. I'm telling you, my games were working when I walked in the door.
Well, here's my problem is that most of my bench is bye players, and then two-thirds of my starting receivers don't have a quarterback throwing to them. It's some dude that they found in the training room, and they were like, you lift weights? You look like you lift weights. Can you throw a football? Doesn't matter. Put on a helmet.
Do you remember the Dave Chappelle skit about Bill Clinton trying to find somebody to blow him in the White House?
Yeah.
He just sticks his head, looking all over the place. You, come here. That's what they did?
Yeah.
To get their quarterbacks?
Yeah, both the Rams and the Vikings.
Oh, God. Because Stafford's out, isn't
he? He's not out yet as of Thursday night at 9:38. But probably. I would assume he's out because they have a bye next week, so he might as well rest him.
He fucked up his thumb, didn't he?
Is a sprained UCL in his thumb. So they're not putting him on IR, and he'll be good to go after the bye.
You know what's great? That's even for us. Like, it just fucks up one spot for both of us.
Yeah. It fucks up both of us, and that's like, fuck, we should have had, which one of us should have had Tyler Higbee. Fun fact, I did have Tyler Higbee at one point.
And then you let him go?
No, I traded him. So, Sonny Weaver's been calling up Caesar this week, or Matt, or whoever the fuck I gave him to.
I want my fucking picks,
man. I think I traded him to Matt last year, so I think I traded him to Caesar this year. I can't wait to see who I trade Tyler Higbee to next season.
At this point, it's going to be the other Medina, just to round out the trio.
Yeah, why not? Anyway, that's week 9. Halfway point, past the halfway point.
How long do I have to wait before you yell at me to set a lineup?
Oh, I'm playing you, so I'm not going to say a goddamn word.
Legally mandated to tell me to set a lineup at some point.
I will tell you on Sunday at 11:59 and 30 seconds.
I will be sitting on your couch.
I know.
I'll be right here waiting. Just...
I was worried today when you didn't have TJ Watt in your lineup, and I was going to text you, and I went to go look at it, and then you had put him in, and then all was right
in
the world.
I don't think you understand the amount of work that I had to do to get him into that lineup, because I had to drop a player because the Bears won't just rule out fucking Justin Fields.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Don't use the desktop app.
Right. This is something I figured out today when I was trying to get him in. TJ Watt has split position availability as a linebacker and DL the website on your laptop will not let you use him as a DL spot. So for whatever reason, their web portal doesn't do the split positions.
Which I know is like super interesting from a podcast content standpoint, but you should know that if you use the web, because I use the website actually rather frequently.
I almost strictly use my phone, but for whatever reason today, I was on my laptop taking that fix, and I was very, very fucking terrified that I just lost TJ Watt because I didn't think he was on my roster anymore, and then very upset that I lost the availability to put him in my DL. If you had
dropped TJ Watt and then messaged me and been like, I didn't mean to do that, I would have been like, that sucks.
Up, that would have been my one.
That's your one.
That would have been my fucking one, you piece of shit. We all get one, and that was going to be mine.
I forgot I said everybody gets one. Everybody but you gets one. My standards for you are higher. So anything else we got to talk about?
As usual, my team good, your team bad. And I know that sounds like I'm talking to Mike, but it's actually me talking to you. Specifically. So.
Quick reminder. 8:30 a.m. game on Sunday in Germany. Chiefs, Dolphins. Looking at you, Eric.
And Chris.
And Caesar.
And Chris.
And Chris.
And Carlos. Because I feel like you're left out. How did we not make anybody Bobby Boucher?
Because every time we look at that movie, we don't want to make somebody Bobby Boucher. We want to make them the fucking Cajun coach that's just rubbing his nipples.
I want to make him Colonel Sanders.
Oh.
He gets it.
God damn, we're just going to end up doing a fucking Adam Sandler.
Yeah, because we gotta add that to the list.
Oh, God damn it.
All right, set your lineups. Have a good week 9, unless you're Clyde. And, yeah, that's it. See you next time. Fuck you, Dan.
I don't even have to say it anymore. He knows what I'm going to say.
Excuse me.
He knows it's there. I don't even have to say it. He knows I thought it.
It's true. Bye.
Bye.